gift of gab,
a radio show for all but centered on issues that matter to women. Join the conversation on the request line 231-722-8338 on WUVS 103.7 The Beat, where your voice matters. You're listening to the gift of gab.
Good afternoon and welcome everyone to the Gift of Gab. This is Teresa Taylor Williams, your host, and I am really excited about this week because it just seems like energy in the air. A lot of children are back to school and, you know, you see the buses rolling again and you see the kids with their backpacks and their, you know, their duds on. And it's just, I just love this time of year. So the Gift of Gab, if you are just tuning in and maybe you've never heard us before, or maybe you've heard about us, but you're not sure what we're about. This is a show where the audience is open to everyone, but our focus is on women and women's issues and issues that are relevant to women. At least that's what I try to focus on every week. And so again, my name is Teresa Williams. And so the request line, we welcome your comments and your questions. If you can call us, 231-722-8338. And so today, I would like to welcome my guest, Tammy Netterhood. Netterhood. Okay. And Lisa Enders. And they are with Aglow Muskegon. Okay. And so today we are going to talk about this organization and we're going to talk about what Aglow does, but specifically about an event that's coming up next week. And I'm really excited about this because I think it's, isn't it only once a year that this happens?
We do this every fall, starting the Monday after Labor Day.
Okay, great.
We go for 6 weeks, and yeah, this will be our 7th year.
Oh, great. And this event is called Women of the Bible, to See His Glory. And I chose this, or actually it was, I think I was chosen to do this because, you know, I was fascinated by, you know, the fact that it's non-denominational, and the fact that you all draw so many people to this event every year. And so it's not a church thing. It's not a specific church that's doing this. This is an organization, a ministry, and it just so happens to be hosted by a church, which is, again, the name of the church?
It is held at Central Assembly of God on Home Street here in Muskegon.
Great. And so let's kind of dive in and just talk about Aglow Muskegon. Now, Aglow itself is an international ministry, correct?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes. We actually are in over 170 countries.
Oh, wow.
Plus, there are countries that it's so sensitive to the gospel of Christ. Mm-hmm. I mean, people literally are murdered if they are professing Christians, and those countries we can't even name. It's so sensitive.
Oh, wow.
They would be in danger. And so we, I think really it's about 190 countries that we are represented.
But yet Aglow is there.
Aglow is there.
There is a presence.
There is a presence. That's right.
Wonderful. And so here in Muskegon, about how old is it? Or how long has it been around?
We've been around,
Lisa? 1985, formally, but informally a few years before that, this ministry has existed.
And Aglow International itself is, we just celebrated the 50th year last fall.
Oh, goodness, okay.
And so it, as an organization, as a ministry, it's 50 years old. Okay. Our local lighthouse here, we, each community that has an Aglow representation, the local community, it's called
Lighthouse. Lighthouse, okay.
Yes, and so Aglow Muskegon is a lighthouse of Aglow International.
Okay. So you all, do you have offices, or are they at Central Assembly, your office?
We do not have offices. It's all volunteer-based, and so we do have our board that's made up of 6 or 7 women from diverse backgrounds, and we each have a job to do, but we work together wonderfully as a team.
Okay.
Sometimes we think our office is at Panera Bread.
That's true. That is very
true. We have our meetings there.
We do.
Which is not a shabby place to have a meeting.
That's right.
Great. And so tell us about women of the Bible, like, how did this come about? And, I mean, how did you... Okay, first of all, let's say, give us a scenario, give us a snippet of what it is. It's my understanding that you all choose, like, a person, a woman from the Bible, each week to showcase or highlight, and someone acts it out, correct?
Correct.
Almost like a skit or a dramatic mm-hmm. performance. And then you all break off into small groups, correct?
Yes,
that's right.
Okay.
This is our seventh year of doing Women of the Bible, and it was the vision of our former president, Charlotte McKinnon, and we were on vacation in Mexico when she was telling me about this idea that she had to keep aglow a visible and viable ministry okay. in our community. Visible meaning it's something that people can see, that there's something going on, mm-hmm. and viable meaning that there's life to it. And she felt like Women of the Bible was the way to achieve that. And we started out by writing a script and presenting Ruth and Naomi's story.
Okay.
That was in 2012, around Mother's Day, just as a little taste. Just the story of their lives, and it was done in dramatic form, and we had about 95 women there that first time.
Okay.
That was our taste, and then we did 8 more Women of the Bible in the fall, one after the other on consecutive Monday mm-hmm. evenings, and over 200 women in attendance.
Wow.
So you saw it
just keep growing and growing.
Yes, yes. We started out by praying about the presenters that we would ask.
Okay.
And then God laid on their heart a particular woman of the Bible to portray. They developed their scripts.
Oh, wow.
They incorporate other kinds of performance arts, maybe even visual art or dance or song mm. as well as this dramatic portrayal.
Mm-hmm. And so what is their time frame that they have to work with? Is it maybe half an hour, 15 minutes, or...
25 minutes is a okay. more or less is the presentation portion of the evening.
Okay. And then when you break off, how do you determine who goes where when you break off into small groups?
Well, we love this part of it because if you think of book clubs, you know, uh-huh. those of you who've been involved in book clubs where you're all reading the same book mm-hmm. and you gather together and you discuss.
Yes.
You know, the highlights, the characters.
And yes.
So this is what it's designed after. So when we break out, we have around 30 facilitators mm. and throughout the whole, I mean, we blow up that whole church with women. Going all over and all these different, we fill it
cookies
up.
and coffee.
Oh, we have snacks.
Wonderful.
Hello, everyone loves snacks.
Yes.
And so basically, you just decide. You may have a group of friends that you just want to go to a table with them. What we encourage is that you go to
people you don't know. Yes, yes.
Maybe people who don't look like you look.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you sit down and you get to know one another as you learn about these characters
yes.
and their lives.
And share those different perspectives.
Correct.
Because you're bound to have a table, even though you're talking about the same thing, but so many different perspectives, I'm sure.
Very different. And we recently, in the last few years, you know, we call these upgrades as we add new things mm-hmm. and we've really started being intentional about our theme for our series, the Women of
okay.
the Bible series, which this year happens to be to see His glory,
mm.
meaning God's glory
yes.
on this earth. What does that look like? And what we want intentionally is each night, as a woman, as mm-hmm. I study this character that's been presented before me, and then mm-hmm. I get together with my group of women, what's my takeaway? What do I walk away
yes.
learning about this character and her life and her story, and how can I use that
yes.
today?
Yes.
Because these stories are relevant to our lives today.
I can only imagine the deep understanding or deeper understanding that one would get from, you know, we're visual.
Yes.
We are visual people. You know, I stand in front of, my college classes and, you know, I'm not going to lecture the whole time. I need to incorporate you know, all kinds of things, you know, maybe a documentary or a YouTube clip, a TED Talk, something like mm-hmm. that, you know, have other students come up and do things. So, you know, I can just imagine having the dramatic performance, how that would stick, you know, in people's minds, and then to come away, you know. And so, Lisa, you have the book in front of you, the booklet. We all have this booklet yes. in front of us. Tell us about how this aids even further the night.
Right. As the studies are being developed by our presenters, we work with them, find out from them, what do you, for instance, our first presentation is about Rahab. Mm-hmm. Next week, Monday night, we'll be presenting Rahab. And this presenter was focusing on a certain aspect of Rahab waiting. Waiting while the army marched around the walls of the city every day. And how did she feel when she was waiting? And then we have written study questions designed to really generate discussion. Hmm. How do you handle having to wait for an answer from God? Hmm. Taking the facts about Rahab's story and applying it to our own
yes.
lives.
So. And Rahab, she risked so much, you know. She what was it? She was a prostitute, first of all, right?
Yes, she was.
And she hid God's spies. And I'm not going to give it all away, but I mean, for those of us who kind of know the story, you know, she hid the spies, she lied to the authorities, but she was willing to help others and took that risk of harming herself and her family and was rewarded for that. So I can only imagine how exciting that dramatic presentation will be.
Well, and we do feel like with these different characters, they speak to our lives in that, you know, we can relate to these characters.
Yes,
we're not perfect
yes.
people.
Oh,
they were
goodness,
not perfect
yes.
people. And yet Rahab, if I am not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, actually is in the lineage of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
She is.
Yes.
Okay, so this prostitute
yes.
in the Bible.
Outcast,
outcast,
I'm sure.
You know, yes. who ended up seeing God's glory in that.
Yes.
Her lineage, she's linked her
yes.
bloodline to Jesus.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was thinking about that when I was looking at the lineup. And, you know, that's what God does. He specializes, at least from what I've seen and what I've heard preached. You know, he specializes in the imperfect people.
Yes.
You know, and why is that so many people mm-hmm. think, I got to have it all together before I go to church? You know, some people who maybe not believers or not in church, they think, oh no, I can't go yet. I've heard relatives say that, you know, I can't go because I'm this and I'm that. Well, that's look, it's a hospital. Church
that's right.
is a hospital. That's where we need to be when we're broken and we're hurting, and he can use us anyway. You know, look,
right.
I will be the first to raise my hand. Mm-hmm. I am all broken up. But without him, I'm nothing. But I always say, in him and through him, I can do all things.
Yes.
So I want to just give a rundown of each week. So next week, as you said, is the kickoff, mm-hmm. and that's Rahab, and that is September 10th. And I want to just also break this down that these are 6 consecutive Monday evenings, 7 p.m. to 8:30, and I'm assuming you all are pretty stickler with time, right?
Very much so.
On schedule.
We respect time. As women, mm-hmm. you know, we mm-hmm. only have so much time,
yes.
and we are pulled in many
yes.
different directions. So it is important to us to respect your time.
Okay.
So it is literally 7 p.m. We start and we end at 8:30.
Now, people might linger and mill about.
That's fine.
And talk,
you're
right.
As long as they pick up their kids from the nursery.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was going to mention that, too. Please don't let childcare stop
right.
you, or lack of childcare, because I see a Glow Kids on the back of this pamphlet, and that's a nursery for ages 0 to 2, right?
Yes.
And Kids of the Bible for 3 years to 5th grade.
That's another
Bible
upgrade.
Oh, because you all didn't have this before.
No, we saw a need.
That is so wonderful.
We decided that there were a lot of moms out there that weren't able to attend Women of the Bible and would have liked to. And so this was birthed out of that, and it has been a tremendous asset.
Really?
And, you know, we really how this kind of got birthed. We heard some feedback of women saying, oh, I would love to come, but, mm-hmm, but you know, I can't leave my child, yes, my children.
Yes.
And so we listened and we thought, you know, and as we started to talk about this, our team, we realized we don't want just child care for
That's
these
right.
kids. We want these kids
Ministry,
to come along.
Yes.
And so they have their own program,
yes,
where they're learning about characters from the Bible, and they're getting little skits, and they're learning the Bible stories, and they've got crafts going on. So mom, grandma, aunts, mm-hmm, child, you know, the people who have these children. I mean, it's not all. Sometimes grandmas are raising grandchildren.
Oh, most definitely.
Aunties are raising their nieces, yes, and nephews. And so you can bring them along, and they
and
are
feel good about
and
it.
Feel
yes.
good about it,
yeah.
And they're actually learning about children that are mentioned
yes.
in the Bible,
yes,
like the boy who had the lunch, the loaves and the fishes that
yes.
Jesus was able to multiply for the multitudes. So
yes.
yeah, and their little
oh,
lives
so
are
excited.
Being changed as a result.
I used to teach Vacation Bible School, so that excites me.
Yes, some of our leadership team has some great skills in
yes.
this area, and they're excited about working with the kids. But you do need to pre-register.
I see that. Pre-register by emailing info@aglowmuskegon.org. So please make sure. And you know what? We will put this on the website. I will make Good. Sure that when I do a follow-up that we say that. And so, again, 0 to 2, there's a nursery. And then there's the kids who are age 3 to 5th grade.
Correct.
Who can come and please bring your... Don't let lack of child care hinder you.
Yes. And let me add one mm-hmm. more thing with that. We also have groups for young women, age 11.
Oh, like preteen?
Through teenagers.
Oh.
Through senior in high school.
Did I miss that?
And so we have special class just for them.
Oh, wow.
Where it's things, you know, some of, like, when you're discussing Rahab the prostitute, correct? You don't want to necessarily have certain discussions
right,
with
right.
the teens and the young women.
Mm-hmm.
So
or there's
develop,
a way to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're
watching the presentation.
They're watching the presentation, but their discussion groups, they discuss things on a level of their understanding and what is appropriate
okay.
for their age.
Okay.
And developing relationships with people
yes,
their own age.
Absolutely.
There's just so much to this. I mean, it looks really simple, but I would think logistically it takes quite a bit, and you all are just a little crew of volunteers, right?
We
but I'm
are.
Sure it takes a lot of planning, right?
It takes about 80 volunteers to make Women of the Bible happen.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yes. We have facilitators. We have greeters at the door. We have registration people. We have the Aglow Kids workers.
Yes.
We have those who work in the kitchen making sure that there's
the wonderful
and
snacks.
Cookies.
Yes. We have a security team making
yes.
sure, because, you know, when we get out at 8:30, it's dark outside.
That is
so
wonderful.
We help these ladies out to their cars, and these group of guys are just awesome, and they like the cookies, so they're good. You know, we feed them cookies, and they help keep us safe.
Great.
But there, you know, we have the worshipers, we have the worship teams, or we have the
sound and tech
teams. And I mean, it really does take many, many hands. And we have so, and this is where Aglow Muskegon mm-hmm. has been able to network with women and men, and they love
from all different churches,
all different walks of life. And they just enjoy coming together and volunteering to make this happen.
Now, I want to just go back to the lineup. Mm-hmm. So, again, week one is Rahab on September 10th. On September 17th is Martha and Mary.
Yes.
That's our personal favorite.
Yes, it is.
Because our theme came from the story of Martha mm-hmm. and Mary.
Okay.
When they were at the tomb mourning the death of their brother Lazarus,
okay.
and Jesus came. They were sad. If you had been here, Lord, mm-hmm. our brother wouldn't have died.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, didn't I tell you, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that became our theme for mm-hmm. this year. And I'm really excited about this presentation and this presenter who's worked hard to develop a script that's going to be very entertaining. It's actually a past presenter, Linda Briggs, is doing this story, bringing it to us.
She
Some of you may know her.
Job.
Yes.
Okay.
So
that's week two.
Mm-hmm.
Week three is Lydia. And Lydia was an influential businesswoman.
Yes,
she was a worshiper.
Seller of purple.
Yes. And so she was, what was it? Paul preached to her and her family, and that kind of opened the door to ministry in her region. So it's like I think people really don't correlate that there's so many things in the Bible. People think it's old time or, but it's so much today, relevant to today.
It's relevant to today. And there are women. That's what we love about it. We're bringing these, because, you know, when you hear the Bible stories, you don't always hear about the women.
Yes, yeah.
You know, you have the main ones, of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus, but we are bringing these characters to life, and maybe Lydia, who wouldn't seem like someone that would be as exciting to study, we're bringing those parts of her life out that we can relate to.
And someone that, you know, might be pretty subtle, you know.
Yes.
Ordinarily you just glaze over, and we're like making her the focal point for that night. Now, Janae had a great question, and I don't know if you all know this. This is kind of maybe some trivia. Maybe if any listeners out there, if you know the answer to this question, come on and answer. But how many women are mentioned in the Bible?
That is a great question, Janae.
Named or unnamed, because there are the named women, but then there's a multitude of women who are there for a reason, but we don't even know their name, that we've actually covered
portrayed.
In Women of the Bible, like one of them this year.
The woman with the issue of blood, right?
Yes. Right,
and another we don't know her name.
Job's wife. We don't know her name either.
Lot's wife, right?
Well, Job's wife
done her
this
too.
Year.
We
have done Lot's wife.
Oh, why did I think that was Lot? Okay, so Job's wife. Oh, that's a good one.
From her perspective, have you ever thought about that?
Maybe
what did she think?
Yeah. She wasn't necessarily a heroine of the Bible.
Exactly.
Right.
But we can learn.
She lived through this. You know, she lost those children.
Yes.
Right along with Job.
And she was grieving.
And she was grieving.
She said some things that were...
Her story is important.
Yes.
So I wonder how many women there are in the Bible.
That's a very good question. Maybe one of the listeners do know.
Hey, we welcome you to call in. Again, 231-722-8338.
Or they could Google it. Maybe we could Google it.
And so, again, going back to an unnamed woman, the woman with the issue of blood, so she's going to be... showcased. And so you all said that you have some repeat performers coming on?
Repeat performers, and now we've gotten to the point where sometimes it might be a repeat character. As a matter of fact, Mary and Martha have been covered before, but it was from the aspect of the thing we think about with Martha was always a doer,
busy,
and
busy,
Mary
busy.
Was sitting at Jesus' feet.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is the aspect of their reaction to the death and resurrection of their brother. So some of these characters are more broad, and it's worth doing a second look.
This is really, I'm excited because you have, you know, I think Tammy and I, we talked about how the audience is diverse.
Very diverse.
I mean, it's
and we
not,
love that.
Like we said, this is not a church thing, a specific church.
Right.
And that's kind of a shame that sometimes can turn people off, because they might be like, oh, well, that's just that church. I don't want to go to that. You know, whereas this is held in a church, but
correct.
It's a ministry, and it's for anyone and everyone.
We are non-denominational.
Yes. And
we are Aglow is non-denominational.
We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, let's talk about the last one, which is, I think, really interesting in this lineup. So, again, you are listening to The Gift of Gab, and we are focused today on Aglow Muskegon, and specifically the program coming up next week, which begins the six-week series, Women of the Bible. The theme is To See His Glory. And so we are going to come back and get a little bit more information from Tammy and Lisa. You are listening to your community station, WUVS 103.7. The Beat. Gift of Gab, 103.7 The Beat. Good afternoon and welcome back. I love that last ad where the lady said, where the focus is on women, stay dynamic. Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
I love that. So my guests today, again, are Tammy. Okay, let's see if I can get this. Niederhood.
Neighborhood. So you think of neighborhood like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Thank
only
you.
It's neighborhood.
Okay, thanks for being gracious about me torturing your name.
It is really okay.
And you are the president of Aglow Muskegon.
I am, yes.
And then we have Lisa Enders. Thankfully, Lisa has a very simple name that I won't torture. And you are the vice president of ministry development.
Yes.
For Aglow Muskegon. And so we have been talking about this wonderful, pretty small operation as far as not Women of the Bible, because that sounds like that's, what'd you say, 80 volunteers to make that work.
Yes.
But just Aglow itself is pretty small, but yet so great things come in small packages, right?
Well, actually, Aglow is a large organization, but we're a smaller branch because
right.
we're the community
branch, right.
lighthouse. So,
but
yeah,
it's international.
It is international.
And you said there's about how many lighthouses, Aglow lighthouses in the world?
Well, we're represented in 170 plus nations.
Oh, well, okay.
All
That's
over
amazing.
The world.
So, and then the undergrounds, right?
The undergrounds,
in some
yes,
countries.
That we cannot even mention
yes.
those countries.
And this is ministry, and it is, excuse me, we're focusing on the main event that's coming up starting next week. It's a six-week series called Women of the Bible, and the theme this year is To See His Glory. And we've been talking about how every week, every Monday, you all are going to have a presentation, and people come, I say people, mostly women, but people, because it's open to children and men as well. And we will partake, watch a presentation, someone locally who's going to act out, give a dramatic presentation of a woman from the Bible, and then break off into small groups.
Yes.
Parents shares, I like to say.
Well, that's good.
And so let's talk about week six, because again, week one is Rahab, week two, Martha and Mary, who we've talked about all these, week three, Lydia, and then week four, the woman with the issue of blood, week five, Job's wife, week six, and I thought this was a typo, but it says King David,
yes.
a man after God's own heart, and I was like, huh, I thought this was women of the Bible. So talk to us about why this guy is in the mix.
Well, Aglow International has often said that it's a ministry to women and men.
Okay.
And not many people realize that. But as a part of that, getting men involved is something that's welcome
yes.
and awesome
yes.
to do.
Yes.
And so last year, we tried presenting a man of the Bible for the first time, and it was a rousing success.
It was,
we
yes.
presented Paul, mighty warrior Paul, and we had lots of great feedback from it.
Good.
And men and women being ministered to together. And so we thought that we would do a repeat this year.
Yes.
And King David was our man of the Bible of choice.
All right. Now, do you all choose the, or does the powers that be with women, Aglow ministry, do they choose this, or do you all locally choose the women to portray, or the characters to portray?
Locally done.
Locally.
It's locally done.
Okay.
This Women of the Bible is a local vision and mission here in Muskegon. It was birthed, like Lisa had said earlier, out of the former president of Aglow Muskegon, Charlotte McKinnon.
Oh, that's right, because she was in Mexico.
She, yeah, that's right.
Suffering for Jesus.
Suffering and coming up, and she was having, you know, she had a great vision. And so Lisa really is the creative arts director for Women of the Bible.
Okay.
She works with the presenters. She helps develop the study guides and the questions. And we kind of work with the presenters. Mm-hmm. We give them a list of, depending on our theme,
mm-hmm.
so this year's theme, For His Glory, we give them a list of names of the Bible that may fit our theme.
Okay.
And then we kind of just let them feel it out. And
well, it's amazing what God has done by allowing the presenters that we've prayed about asking to present mm-hmm. a character from the Bible, who God lays on their heart, and inevitably it completely fits with our theme. We say mm-hmm. our theme. We think it's God's
yes,
theme.
Yes, it is God's
yes,
theme.
Yes.
So David was a natural. He was a psalmist. He was a man after God's own heart.
And he was quite flawed,
was
as
flawed.
We were talking
he was
about.
Very flawed.
You
yes.
know, there's a lot of flawed people in the Bible. And, you know, he was a little scandalous, you know.
He was scandalous.
But yet he was a man after God's own heart. He was a praiser, and I mean, this is going to be good.
It's
I'm really interested
good.
To see like what snippet of his life that this gentleman will take. Mm-hmm. So,
well,
how
he
exciting.
Says it's a reflection that David is taking on his life in his later years, looking back on every experience, every battle that he fought, every bit of forgiveness that he needed from God, but still God called him a man
yes.
after God's own heart.
Isn't that amazing?
And so, and this presenter, since we are not breaking up into study groups this final night, we are not.
So how's the format go on the final night?
We still have a series of study guide, we say questions, but they're also challenges.
Mm-hmm.
We are challenging people to take a look at their own lives, writing down their life experiences as psalms to God, giving him praise and glory. You just have to see this study guide. It's a rich,
it's piece, beautiful
a tool, place for notes. There are parts
it's like
of
a little
this,
workbook.
It is. Parts of this you're going to want to celebrate and look back on long after the study is done. As a matter of fact, that brings me to an upgrade that's in our study guide this year for the first time. We've included a section on each character called A Glimpse of His Glory. And a local author has written these mini devotions specifically for the characters
Wonderful.
That we're including. And the words are rich and perfect to mm-hmm. apply the richness of each character to our own lives.
And I love devotions because they're quick, you mm-hmm. know, and sometimes it's just what you need at that moment, like nuggets.
And it can be reflective.
Yeah.
You know, and as we look within ourselves and mm-hmm. what God is trying to do and work in us, mm-hmm. how we can be His glory. We are His glory.
Yes. Now, I want to talk about, speaking of the booklet, speaking of the Bible study that people will get when they come, you know, just as a reminder, request line 231-722-8338. You can call us if you want, join in the conversation. So this study guide, as I said, it is beautiful. I mean, it's attractive, and you can tell it is well done. It's not in the printer in somebody's basement.
Right.
You know, this is really nicely done. So, Aglo, logistically, money, it costs money for ministry. Let's just mm-hmm. be honest. But it is free.
This study guide is free.
Everyone who comes, this whole event, the 6 weeks.
Yes.
And so I would like to know, how do you offset costs? Do you ask for a love offering?
We do take a love offering. That is all we ask. Each week there's an opportunity to give mm-hmm. to this. There's no charge for this event whatsoever, but you are able to give what you're able mm-hmm. to give, and that offsets the cost. And every single year we have met the cost of, because it is expensive. I mean, it is a costly
mm-hmm. and prizes
event.
Too.
And we do give
prizes.
That is an important feature.
You all left that
Lisa.
Out.
You know, this year I'm so excited about the grand prize. I don't know if you've seen on Facebook or in any of the ads, but there is it's called God's Glory Box. And it's kind of like a Stitch Fix or some of these, you know. So for the grand prizes, for 3 months, each month you will receive a box. It's called God's Glory Box. And in this box, there are T-shirts and coffee mugs and candies. And it's just filled with awesome gifts for you. So you'll get a 3-month subscription to God's Glory Box. And this will be delivered to your door.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and so that's the grand prize. So each week we give away prizes. And yes. women love the prizes.
Oh, yeah.
They love the prizes.
I'm a little envious that I'm not qualify.
I know. Me too.
So how does that work? Do you just put your name in the box or something? And
well,
then
we have a registration
draw?
Each week. You come in and you register.
Okay.
And so that registration is just, you know, you fill out your name and pertinent information, and that's dropped in. So everyone who registers every week, that's where we draw our names for the prizes.
Okay.
And for the grand prize, every time you register throughout the series, your name goes in once again. So the more you attend, the more chances to win the grand prize.
That's great. And so, like you said, the budget is met every year.
Yes, it is.
And so, speak to the future of Aglow Muskegon. What do you all envision? What do you want? What do you want the community, I guess, what would you like to see from the community to help support the vision?
Well, you know, really what we would like is to serve our community. Aglow is here to serve. And so we come alongside different, we've come alongside Kids Food Basket here in Muskegon and took up a collection and brought in hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food. And we've come alongside Muskegon Pregnancy Services and helped them with their events. And Aglow, we just want to make a positive difference in our community. We want to align with other ministries or community organizations that are doing positive work. We want them to align with us as we go out and minister in different ways. We just want to bring a positive change to the atmosphere in Muskegon.
And we want to build a network of women who are already connected.
Yes.
Who can work together, put boots on the ground if there's any crisis situation. Our focus is our prayer and evangelism as well. So we just want to connect people to services and ministry opportunities and prayer connections.
Remind us of the website.
It's www.aglowmuskegon.org.
Okay, great.
And there's an international, the Aglow International website is www.aglow.org, aglow.org.
Okay. And did you all say that was there something, did you say, about a 50-year celebration?
Yes, Aglow International celebrated 50 years last year. Aglow was started by four or five women back in 1967.
Wow.
And they just got together in their homes and did a Bible study and prayed together, and they wanted to make a difference. And now 50 years later,
look at all the branches.
Look at all over. It has just exploded, and it's God's work. And we call it a kingdom movement, meaning, you know, it's all about God, His kingdom, and we are serving Him and serving Him in our own communities.
And empowering people.
And empowering people, women especially, people in general, to find out your true identity, who you are in Christ. That's empowering in and of itself, because each of us were created to do something for Him.
What kind of feedback do you all receive? I mean, do you have like kind of evaluation or survey sheets at the end of maybe each session or at the end of the 6-week session? And if so, what kind of comments do you get?
We've had amazing feedback from the women who have just come in and sat in on the sessions each week to the presenters. Last year, feedback that we got, one of our presenters, she's never had children. She's never been able to have a child. Mm-hmm. And she portrayed a woman, I can't remember which one it was, but this character was pregnant. And so she put the actress was able to put on one of those pregnancy bellies. Mm-hmm. And later she shared how that just impacted her life so much that she was able to somewhat, in a snippet, experience maybe what it would feel like to be pregnant. That's just something for her that was huge. Anyone else, we wouldn't have even known that was going on.
We also love the testimonies of people who have received emotional healing for certain things.
Different things they've gone through in their life, or maybe choices that they have made in the past. And they come in, and based on the characters that's presented, it speaks to them in a very deep and powerful way.
That must be so gratifying for you all. Gratifying for you all, because you do put time and energy and prayer into this, and then to get that confirmation or that validation that, we did mission accomplished.
Yes.
We touched people. Isn't that what it's really about?
It is what it's about. It's about just helping people see who Christ sees when he looks at them.
Yes.
And who they are.
So before I wrap up, I'd like to know how you both individually became acquainted with AGLOW. How did you all get started with it?
Okay, so you want to go first?
Well, back when we were suffering for Jesus.
In Mexico.
I wasn't a part of the AGLOW leadership team yet. So I came on board in order to help our former president produce Women of the Bible. And then from there, I became a part of the AGLOW board.
So you were just helping. You just kind of came to help, right? Okay.
Yes. And mine, I found out, I'd never heard of AGLOW. I'm not from this area originally. Mm-hmm. I'm from the middle of the Lansing area. I'd never heard of AGLOW until moving here to Muskegon. I happened to attend Central Assembly of God and heard about AGLOW through Women of the Bible. And so I just started, my first year was the very first year they did Women of the Bible, and I just baked cookies every week and brought them, and attended. And then throughout the years, just did different positions and somehow became president of AGLOW Muskegon. But literally, the ministry of AGLOW has changed my life.
Wow.
It really has.
That's amazing. You went from baking cookies,
and
just attending
and
to
getting
being the president.
Hooked in and going, I love this ministry, because this ministry is doing something powerful.
Wow.
It's changing people's lives.
That's amazing. Again, the website is aglowmuskegon.org, and it's on Facebook as well, facebook.com/aglowmuskegonevents. And the Women of the Bible series, the focus this year, to see his glory, and that starts 6 Monday evenings consecutively. It starts this coming Monday, 7 to 8:30, and that'll be held at Central Assembly of God at 896 Home Street. And so please come out if you are so inclined, and it can be anyone, right?
Anyone.
Open to anyone.
Yes, absolutely.
Any denomination,
yes.
Any gender, and bring the kids.
Everyone.
Don't forget,
yes.
You may bring the kids.
Yes.
And so, gosh, this has been so good.
Thank you for having us.
Went so fast.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. And any final thoughts or any words that you would like to leave with the listeners?
I just would love to see you come out just that first night. Once you get a taste of Women of the Bible, you'll be back every week.
Okay, great. Thank you all for listening, and tune in again next week for The Gift of Gab. You all mentioned Muskegon Pregnancy Services.
Yes.
They're coming on in a couple of weeks.
Great.
So we look forward to that. And you have been listening to your community station, WUVS 103.7 The Beat. Have a great afternoon.
Gift of Gab, 103.7 The Beat.